Author, Holocaust survivor, and Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel based the play, actually a tragic farce, on an actual trial conducted by inmates at the Auschwitz concentration camp during World War II. Natasha Williams is the artistic and managing director of Balagula Theater, as well as proprietor of the bistro and bar that bears her name. The bistro houses the theater company's black box-style productions. Williams is directing the production of The Trial of God.
For about 30 years, Elie Wiesel was trying to write about it. He tried it as a novel, he tried it as an essay, he tried it in different forms, and it didn't work. And then in early 70s, it occurred to him to change the venue, because Auschwitz was too much, too close, too difficult to write about, and too difficult, too emotional to really set the stage for truly fair trial. So he set it in, the play set in the 17th century Ukraine, in a little city of Shemgorod, which would be in what now is Western Ukraine, and at the time in the 17th century would be the territory that was controlled by Poland. When Cossacks, Ukrainian Cossacks, came with the mission of liberating their country, they really ransacked and destroyed those little towns, and because Jews were Jews, so religiously different than they were, and culturally different than they were, this was the, you know, what I would say first known kind of, what would be first known as pogroms. And so the play set after 2 years after a pogrom in Shemgorod, where everybody, the population is killed, the town is destroyed, and the only survivors are the Jewish innkeeper and his daughter, who was severely hurt during the pogrom. So one day, on the day of Purim, which is a Jewish holiday, a happy Jewish holiday, where, you know, where there is the show and masquerade, and when Jews are supposed to drink and rejoice and be happy, three minstrels show up in Shemgorod without knowledge that Shemgorod is Shemgorod. And they decide to perform a Purim play. So basically the play is built as a play within a play. So you have a Purim play, a very significant, complex, theological, I would say, themes inside the play, The Trial of God.
The debate that actually happened, the trial that happened in Auschwitz, was an attempt to make sense out of something that no one could make sense out of.
Mark Klein is rabbi at Temple Adith Israel in Lexington. He and other area religious leaders will participate in a forum discussing the play, The Trial of God, and the issues it raises.
People were going to the rabbis, well, how could our loving God let this happen? How could a God let this horrific event occur? And the rabbis had to have an answer. And they, in true Talmudic debate, this is not as much a court trial as we think of in American legal terms, but this is the rabbis debating a piece of Talmud or of Torah, trying to figure out how to make most sense out of it in their generation. And there is no sense to make out of it in any generation. And so the debate ends up being, you know, do we have the right to condemn God? And the ultimate answer is, as best we can as we can experience God, yes. And it's my take, more than a condemnation of deity, it's a condemnation of how the world understands deity, which is why, very unique to our tradition, they can find God guilty after this long drawn out trial, and then they go pray to that God. Okay? And in those prayers, they're not prayers of forgive us God for finding you guilty. The prayer is, now what do we do? What do we need to do to heal the world? How do we use this power that God, you and I share to do the work of making sense for our people, how to move forward, how to live through this?
This is not the play of answers. It's the play of questions. The participants of the trial are talking about the need to know and understand, because And there is a question that a rabbi in the play asks the prosecutor, who is the surviving, you know, the only surviving Jewish father in Shamgarit. He says, well, if you could understand, would you accept? And the prosecutor says, well, maybe I will not understand so that I don't have to accept. So it is really the processing, and it's really the question of understanding and accepting, or accepting through understanding.
We don't have the right or the power or the knowledge to decide God's guilt or innocence. We have at best the ability to understand how we perceive, how we deal with, how we live through what happens, how we celebrate what happens. God is not responsible for how we behave in the negative or the positive in our tradition. But there is a power that God emanates that we use for good or for bad. And so the trial is as much a condemnation of how we use God and how people will see their place with deity as anything that God does or doesn't do. It's beyond me to know how God acts in the world. That would be sheer arrogance for me to say that. So how we interact with other religious traditions, we're not saying that we have an upper hand on knowledge of God. What we are saying is our tradition demands that we engage in that debate. And where we find things lacking, we can use the word God, but it's really about our relationship with God, how we use that energy, how we use that power. And in this case, it's clearly there are people who believe that God directed them to kill other people. You know, and the end of the play makes that statement very clear, and I won't give you the end, about how we respond to each other, leaving the question begging, what do we have to do to change tomorrow? By setting it back in the 17th century, yes, there's a historical reference, but Elie Wiesel is also telling us that this is not a new problem. This wasn't a problem unique to the Shoah in the 1940s. This is a problem with humanity and how we respond to each other in our different understandings of what God wants. And so how we relate, how this play will relate, my hope is that it allows us to create a conversation about, you know, why do we need to condemn differences? Why do we need to be afraid of the places where we're different? Why can't we celebrate that there's something much bigger than any of us? We all have our unique take on it, but it's all the same source of energy and power, and we're all okay.
It was fascinating for me to work, and I'm not a religious Jew. I'm just Jewish by nationality. But my cast, out of people that I'm working with, only one is a fellow Jew. Everybody else, and he's a religious Jew. Everybody else is all kind of denominations, all kind of faith origins, and for these people to get into characters of all Jewish group of characters in the play was really interesting, because they had to understand and embrace this very unusual relationship that Jewish people have with their God.
On Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day on the calendar, in the afternoon liturgy, there is a place where we forgive God. We pray for atonement the entire day. Okay, and then in the afternoon piece, there is this place where, okay, God, for all of the horrible things that happen in this world, we're letting you off the hook too. If we want a clean slate on that day, we got to give God a clean slate on that day as well, or the partnership can't move forward.
The Balagula Theater production of Elie Wiesel's The Trial of God opens its two-week run Sunday, June 9th at Natasha's Bistro. The community forum with a panel of religious leaders takes place Thursday, June 13th at 6:30 at Temple Adith Israel, 124 North Ashland Avenue in Lexington. For Arts Weekly, I'm John Hingsbergen.